We are stuck in a very strange place and time, and conspiracy theories are rampant nowadays, to the point where it's difficult to draw the line between fact and fiction. I'm your host, Ethan Bridges, and welcome to Conspiracy Me. The vast majority of you know why you are here, so I won't have you explain yourselves. And like myself, you are curious about the world around you and how it works. You know the basics to conspiracy theories, and many that I will discuss here are very well known. But most of these are just the tip of the conspiracy theory iceberg. The iceberg is a multi-leveled construct, ranging from the more well-known theories to some that even I have never heard of. Visualize an actual iceberg and note that the tip of it is always the smallest part of the entire entity. In each episode, I will go through the hard work and research for your benefit to give you the history behind the theory and its following. We're going to start in the horizon with the simpler and more well-known theories. Then we will dive into the ones we have no idea how deep they go. So buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Have you ever had a dream? A dream where it felt so real that it didn't feel like a dream? Most people don't have these types of dreams, and I am one of those people who normally doesn't have lucid dreams, but things have changed. But before we get into that, let's put up a content warning, because dreams are not something you play with. This journey may be long, so be careful, and don't say I didn't warn you. December 2019 changed the world forever, when the coronavirus escaped Wuhan, China, and found its way across the world. Many people believe that the virus is a hoax. Many are super scared of it, and many believe that their willpower will help them keep immune against COVID-19. 5.1 million people have died worldwide with complications due to COVID-19. In early January of this year, vaccines were available for medical personnel and people over the ages of 65. As the vaccine became more readily available, more people, 18 years and older, began to get their vaccines. Now, I'm not here to tell you to get a vaccine or not. What you do with your own body is your own business. But for some reason, that idea goes out of a lot of people's heads. What I am here for is to telling the facts behind what the scientists have released to the public. I am not here for debate. I digress. I was able to get my vaccine in April of 2021. I hadn't really given much thought about it until I began looking up information for this episode. Lucid dreams after the vaccine? I did notice much stranger and quite realistic dreams, but I never thought they correlated. More than just myself had noticed these lucid dreams. What are lucid dreams? That is a very astute question. Lucid dreaming, according to Wikipedia, is a dream where the dreamer becomes aware that they are dreaming. It is in that awareness one can manipulate the dream to where they can change the dream, narrative, characters, or the environment. It is an ancient way, according to different cultures, to speak with gods or the dead to gain knowledge for your own life. Now that we know what lucid dreaming is, we can delve into the science behind it. Many people, after having their shot of the COVID vaccine, noticed strange dreams as a side effect. This became something of a phenomenon with people who normally can't remember their dreams. Many people who began to notice this change had the Pfizer vaccine. People flooded to the Pfizer website to see if more people had the same issue. And it turns out, they were not the only ones. Are these dreams an actual side effect? According to researchers, no, but it does play a role as their body acclimatizes to the vaccine doing its job. When we are sick, we tend to sleep more. But with the vaccine, people were sleeping, not only more, but harder, with longer REMs than they normally would if they were not dealing with the after effects of the vaccine. It is very similar to a fever dream, where anything can happen. When I come back, I'm going to get into the theory of why we are having these very vivid dreams. Stay seated for a quick intermission. How do we know if what we are living in is reality and not a dream? And vice versa with actual dreams. Where is the line when dreams can feel so real? Some theorists believe that the COVID vaccine implanted patients with a microchip to keep tabs on people's locations. Some believe that it is part of a MKUltra mind control. MKUltra is said to be a mind control program set up in the 1960s by the CIA to brainwash people into doing heinous acts or becoming U.S. spies. We will delve into that theory at a later time. The mind control theory really feeds into the idea for lucid dreaming, that someone is controlling how we dream to manipulate our thoughts. And in that manipulation, many theorists claim that is how we become brainwashed. This brainwashing is only drawing people farther apart from each other. This idea I don't really fall behind, but it is a question that I keep asking myself. Are we in control, or is someone else controlling us? Lucid dreaming is really all about you, the dreamer, being able to manipulate your dream to where you can control almost everything that goes on within it. I've had a few lucid dreams myself, and it is very cool to change things and people and actions while you are sleeping. But when a number of the conspiracy theory community believes that the vaccine is government control, really has me questioning if we truly are the ones in control, or are we being controlled by the government? Our mind is a very complicated entity. The complexity is still being researched just to try to put a dent into what the researchers already know about it. Dreams are made for us to process many things that are in the back of our mind. And the only way to do so is through periods of deep REM sleep. But why do some dreams feel so real? It is these lucid and vivid dreams that have me questioning our own existence. Are we all here? Or is everyone just a figment of my own imagination? Would the mind control unit of the government have that much control over me to make me question my everyday life? Or is my mind only free when we dream? It is questions like these that make me have to stop and take a break. Everything suddenly becomes more complex, and I am the type of person that seeks understanding to empathize. When it is something that I cannot fathom, I begin to question everything. What it really comes down to is this. Are we in control of our own lives? Or are we part of some simulation for sadists to play? Thank you for listening to Conspiracy Me. Until next time, I'm your host, Ethan Bridges. Be careful, and don't say I didn't warn you. This has been an Ebb and Flow production. To contact us, please email me at conspiracymepod@gmail.com. Like and follow us on Twitter at conspiracymepod, and please give us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.